House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, issued a subpoena to Karl Rove, former top advisor to President Bush, demanding that he testify before the committee on February 2nd about his role in the White House firing of nine U.S. attorneys, the prosecution of former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman, and the general politicization of the Bush Department of Justice. But 4 days before President Bush left office, then White House counsel Fred Fielding wrote to Mr. Rove's lawyer, Robert Luskin, advising him that Mr. Bush continues to direct him not to provide information to Congress about the firings in 2006. The idea that former presidential advisers cannot be compelled to testify before Congress and that former presidents have the power to invoke executive privilege after they leave office is hotly disputed. Last July, U.S. District Judge John Bates rejected Bush's claim that Rove, former White House Chief of Staff John Bolton, and former White House Counsel Harriet Myers did not have to comply with the congressional subpoena. Mr. Rove's appearance to answer questions under oath in a deposition has been rescheduled for February 23rd, as another federal court in Washington considers Mr. Rove's appeal of Judge Bates' earlier decision. The February 2nd Senate confirmation of President Obama's choice of Eric Holder as U.S. Attorney General provides hope that the new leadership at the Justice Department may reverse the politicization there. But Holder has given mixed signals on his willingness to prosecute former Bush administration officials for their participation in criminal acts. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Catherine Colbert, president of People for the American Way, who explains why she believes it is critical that former Bush White House officials be compelled to testify before Congress and be held accountable for any violations of U.S. law they may have committed in the firing of U.S. attorneys or in other areas of law breaking, including the authorization of torture, a war crime under U.S. and international law.
Let me just say that we believe very strongly that we not only need to restore justice to the Department of Justice, but we need to investigate to the fullest extent possible all of the alleged wrongdoings by the Bush administration so that people who broke the law can be held accountable and that we can restore to our country the tradition of respect for the rule of law. I think there has been too much of this view that because George Bush was the president, his invoking of executive privilege allowed him to shield himself from the watchful eye of the American public. And we think it's very, very important that we go back and make sure that we have the facts, that appropriate fact-finding is done, that the Justice Department and the Congress take the necessary steps so that we know whether laws have been broken and to hold public officials accountable for their actions during that time frame.
Representative John Conyers, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has subpoenaed Karl Rove, the president's former advisor, to testify before his committee on the firing of nine U.S. attorneys and the prosecution of former Democratic Alabama Governor Don Siegelman, among other things. Karl Rove has made it plain that under direction of George W. Bush that the former president's exercising, or he wants to exercise his executive privilege to prevent Rove from testifying. So it looks like there's going to be a fight on our hands. What do you think? Where is this going with Karl Rove?
Well, what's recently happened, most recently, and Michael Isikoff reported about this in the most recent issue of Newsweek, is that right before he left office, President Bush instructed former White House aide Karl Rove and Harriet Myers and probably John Bolton, all of whom have been subpoenaed by Congress, President Bush instructed them to refuse to cooperate with future congressional inquiries into alleged misconduct. Now, Rove was supposed to be before Conyers' committee to give testimony in a deposition. That deposition was rescheduled in order to allow all the parties to figure out their complete positions. But our position here is that Congress must do all it can to ensure that the truth comes out, that Karl Rove and Harriet Myers and John Bolton cannot just refuse to appear before Congress. They can't give this blanket view that they're immune from from questioning. If there is any executive privilege, it's got to be on a case-by-case, question-by-question basis. And frankly, there's a very, very important and difficult legal question here about whether a president who is no longer in office has the authority as a private citizen to invoke that privilege. It seems to me that the sitting president, President Obama, has to decide how far that privilege goes. But the important thing here is we've got to say to our members of Congress, let's stand up, let's be proud, let's be honest, let's make sure they know that they have the American people behind them when they ask questions and they expect answers.
From what we know, Karl Rove had his hands in lots of nefarious deeds in the White House during his years with President Bush. But what is your top priority? What do you feel is most important to find out, to ask him about under oath in terms of his behind-the-scenes machinations with regard to the firing of the nine U.S. attorneys, the prosecution of Don Siegelman, and other episodes?
Well, I think there's different areas that require investigation. The first is what I think of as abuses, the politicization of the Department of Justice. So we need to know exactly who was hired, who was fired, why was politics at the root cause of hirings and firings in the Justice Department. Are there people who are currently serving who shouldn't be there because they were hired inappropriately? Should the people who made politics the basis of hirings pay a consequence for that? The second area I actually think is much more complicated and really goes to how the administration adopted policies around the war on terror, issues of whether torture was appropriate, issues of using warrantless wiretapping. Substantive questions about whether the law was abused and the process was abused in promoting policies that violated human rights.
That was Catherine Colbert, President of People for the American Way. Contact the group by calling area code 202-467-4999 or visit their website at pfaw.org.